It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Texas unemployment rate fell for the fifth straight month, dropping to 4% in September. About 7,300 jobs were lost statewide. Most were washed away by Hurricane Harvey, but new jobs made up for the losses. Amarillo had the lowest rate at 2.7%, the highest 8.1% in Beaumont, Port Arthur, which saw widespread flooding from Harvey. A new sorority has started up at the University of Texas at Austin, but this group is different. It's the first Muslim sorority on campus, and it has roots in Dallas-Fort Worth. From KUT in Austin, Nadia Hamden reports.
It's just before 6 o'clock in the evening. I'm sitting at the back of a classroom watching a group of 10 women slowly trickle in. Tonight is their sorority's first chapter meeting. This is a meeting of Mu Delta Alpha, the nation's first college-based Muslim sorority. Their founder is Samira Maddox.
I wanted somewhere that I can fit in when I was in college and have that full college experience.
Maddox started the sorority 3 years ago at the University of Texas at Dallas. Maddox was born in Somalia, grew up in Canada, and has been living in the U.S. for 10 years now. She says she started MDA simply because she was trying to find something like it on campus and couldn't.
There wasn't a place of belonging for me, being a Muslim woman, African-American. You know, maybe if we could have something for women only in a university, what could that be? Happens to be a sorority.
This year alone, the sorority has launched three new chapters at UT Austin, the University of North Texas, and Texas Woman's University. Each campus held their Rush Week last month, and now over 60 young women are calling themselves sisters of Mu Delta Alpha. But Maddox says reaching this milestone wasn't easy.
We were struggling so much that it took a while to get here.
Their first rush brought in over a dozen young Muslim women. Some worried it would be a stereotypical Greek experience with parties and drinking. A strict adherence to the Muslim faith means no alcohol, so many of those first pledges changed their minds. That left MDA's founding class with only three people.
Everybody who thinks of sororities, they have the idea of the movies, all those parties, and that's what people were thinking initially we were going to do. To them, it's like, why would you want to do that?
But Mu Delta Alpha's focus is less about the social and more about the professional. They meet twice a month, organize career workshops, book motivational speakers, and have a required number of community service hours. And after a couple years at UT Dallas, people started to better understand what the sorority was about. That led to more members and the push to additional campuses. Which brings us to UT Austin chapter president, Maria Hassim.
My identity means everything to me, not just as a Muslim, but as an American Pakistani, as a first-generation immigrant. All these things mean a lot to me in that they shape my perspective in how I think, but also in the way that I move about the world, and it also affects the way the world responds to me.
One of the sorority's main goals is to find successful Muslim women and make them accessible to the sisters. They do that in part through a speaker series. Back in April, the sorority held a conference in Dallas for around 200 young Muslim women ages 9 to 15. They offered interactive workshops tackling topics such as body image, bullying, and education. And they brought prominent speakers, including Bilqis Abdulkadir, the Muslim American basketball player who was banned from playing with her hijab by the International Basketball Federation. She fought the ban and won. Sorority founder Samira Maddox says it's stories like that that she hopes will shatter the common misconceptions of Muslim women. In Austin, I'm Nadia Hamden.
Learn more about the sorority at keranews.org. Over the years, the organization TACA has raised more than $27 million and given it to performing arts groups in North Texas. Now, as the group marks its 50th anniversary, it's making some changes. In State of the Arts, Ann Bothwell, KERA's Vice President of Arts, sat down with Maura Scheffler from TACA to explore how the group hopes to transform the arts and lives in our community.
Maura Scheffler, welcome to KERA.
Great to be with you. Thank you, Ann.
For 50 years, your organization has been funding the performing arts like theater and opera. You're also going to be making grants for visual arts. Why?
We've revised our vision statement to be focused on innovation and inclusivity and sustainability for the entire cultural sector. And when we think about that, it seems a little counterintuitive that we only support one side of the arts in our grant making, which is our largest and cornerstone practice.
Another huge change, you want to fund projects that use the arts to make social change. What are some examples of the kind of projects you're looking for?
One of the ones that I think has really been instrumental for us as we've thought about this change is the Public Works program at Dallas Theater Center. Public Works is this program that encourages Dallas Theater Center to go outside of their small space in the Arts District.
And we should say that Public Works last year put on a production of The Tempest, and I think there were over 100 community members who were actors in the performance.
Right. They're working with community partners that are not in the arts, so Bachman Lake Together, Translation Vickery Meadow, and they're working with these community partners to bring people into productions. One of the things they do as part of that program is they have this anthropologist who watches rehearsals and these activities that they do with these folks at these different community centers. As they engage in this production, she listens to how their language changes and how they speak about themselves. It goes from negative to this more positive outlook. They are encouraged to do things for themselves so that they can continue to participate. It's this idea that the arts can be used for so much more good, for positively changing people's lives.
You're also interested in funding what are called cross-sector partnerships. Every year you hold a conversation about an issue that's important to our arts community, and this year that's the topic. So what exactly are cross-sector partnerships?
Cross-sector partnerships are partnerships between arts organizations or the arts sector and other sectors. That can be social, health, education. Public Works Dallas is one that fits in that bucket. Baylor has an arts and medicine program where they are really using art making to improve the lives of patients, to help them therapeutically work through their healing process.
You're bringing in some big names nationally to speak about that. What are they going to be talking about?
We have a woman from Americans for the Arts, Susan Saloom, who works with veterans, so arts and military. We have Josephine Ramirez, and she really looks at how there can be partnerships between the arts and a variety of other sectors and helps really construct that creation. Cezanne Charles, who's from Creative Many in Detroit, which does a lot of fabulous work trying to use the arts as a driver for a more vibrant community. And then Lauren Kelly from the Sugar Hill Children's Museum of Art and Storytelling in New York. It's this opportunity then for the local community to have a conversation about what could we take from their practices and apply here?
And in many cases, the topic that's at the forum and the discussion that follows actually leads to something new.
Right, right. The New Works Fund came out of one of our earliest performs. So I think 2009, we talked about this idea of artistic excellence and what does Dallas need to be a really creative city. And then the next year, we talked about innovation. And kind of the convergence of those two was, if Dallas is really going to be a world-class city, we have to encourage art to be created here. We don't always want to import it from other places. So we really have used this as an opportunity to put our ear to the ground and understand individual needs, but collective needs that we can then provide back to the community.
Maura Scheffler, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne.
The Taka Perform is Monday morning at the Nasher Sculpture Center. You can watch it live at artandseek.org. And for the evening, mostly cloudy skies. There's a 30% chance for rain tonight with the low around 68. Tomorrow looks to be mostly cloudy. We've got more possible showers with a high near 84. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.